Hey, hey, it's back. It's here. It's the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. Welcome, friends. Dave here with all the highlights from this morning's JDB show. We started off by talking about a pop star known for his face tats, but there's a new one somewhere else on his body that got our attention. It's Wednesday, so we spun that wheel of wow, see where it lands today. Some poor sap found himself in a Swedish ball trap. The piano man found a piano on the side of a road, and we have the audio and video, rather interesting. Same old song and dance was in Song Stories today. We heard about the cost of kids and tried out a new contest among ourselves, Song Association. Find out who ended up on top there and all kinds of other fun stuff in between. It is the Daily Podcast.
I've got to ask this, all right, and I'm not, you know, for us, it'll make sense. I'm not sure how much it's going to make sense to listeners. The listeners must know. Yeah, everybody must know who Post Malone is.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, he's household name by now.
Right, and the ugliest mook in the music industry.
Household freak.
Right, just too much. Have you seen the commercial they have with him?
He walks Doritos,
into No, he walks into a bar to order some drink or something like that. And then they cut to inside his brain and all of the things that
yeah, it was a Super Bowl ad, I think.
Oh, was that what it was?
Yep.
Right. He does that ridiculous grin. Mm-hmm. I never noticed, but all of the people in his brain, right, also have the same tattoos on his face as he does.
Oh, yeah. Right. Like very stock corporate types.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Well, he's got a new tattoo.
Side of his head, right?
Well, I'm not sure if it's on the side. I'm not sure exactly.
I think it takes up like the side of his whole half of his temple.
Like a Mike Tyson face tattoo sort of thing?
I can't keep track, guys.
No, I haven't seen this.
No, this is a new one. This is a new one. It seems that he was in Kansas City, and Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce came to the show, and they were back. He challenged them to beer pong, him and a guy from his crew, right, against them and beer pong, and they just kept winning over and over again. And the guys were like, dude, you know, like they're at game 14, right?
Okay.
And it's like, give up.
Right? It's the best quarterback. Right? You're not going to beat him.
Exactly. All right. So he says, look, tell you what, one more game, and if I don't win this, I will tattoo your signatures on my body.
Oh, God.
And they're like, no, you don't have to do that. We'll play one more game. He went and did it anyway. Right, well, and he had them sign it, and he has tattoos of Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce on him.
I would have demanded it was Andy Reid as the Kool-Aid man. That would have taken it up a notch.
John DeBella.
Oh, my God.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
That's insane.
Are you all right?
102.9.
Yeah, he's so hot.
MGK.
It is Oh Wow Wednesday, and the Wheel of Wow is coming up at 7:40 this morning. If you haven't encountered us before, we haven't done this for almost 4 weeks now, really. Uh-huh. Right? This would be...
No.
It was 4 weeks ago, but it's 3 weeks that we didn't do it.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, if you've got a
You guys
song,
got a 3 week vacation?
Yeah, we did.
Right? What?
No, it's been 3 weeks. So, because Wednesday before vacation, 2 weeks off, and now Wednesday here. So that's 3 weeks.
Okay.
Quick math.
It's going to be a solid 3 weeks. Okay.
Yeah, it's 3 weeks.
All right. Can I get back to explaining what the hell I was doing?
I don't know. Can you?
Steve's a mathlete. He's very strict.
Right. Anyway, all right, if you've never encountered the Wheel of Wow before, these are songs that were hits at one time, but just don't get that much attention anymore. So if you've got one, well, text it on into us to MGK, MGK. That is 645-645.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I love scotch. Scotch is got scotch. Here it goes down.
102.9.
Down into my belly.
MGK.
Here's an experience I don't think any of us want to have, and all of you guys out there, you just want to just be prepared because this story could be painful.
Okay.
A guy named Klaas Jorstad. All right. I guess he is in
good old Yank.
Yeah. Klaus Jorstad. He might be from IKEA land.
All right.
To tell you the truth. And speaking of IKEA, he bought a stool at his local IKEA that he intended on using as a shower stool. Someone who's in there, if you want to put his leg up or do something, you know, be able to
kind of weird.
All right.
Anyway, a lot of people have shower stools.
Okay.
John says,
whatever
protecting say, himself from his.
People who poop in the shower.
All right. Not that kind of stool. Anyway, the main reason why he had it was he was going to use it while he was recovering from an injured knee.
Oh, okay.
Now, the problem.
We should get Matt one of them.
The problem is that he didn't realize how the design would twist his plans. It seems that the stool that he bought had 8 holes in it.
Okay. All
right.
Wow.
All right. Each one of those holes were just big enough to get one of his nads to drop through.
Okay.
All right. And one did.
And it got stuck.
And it got stuck.
Oh, my God.
It got stuck in.
Come on.
Oh. There was no getting it out.
Listen, if you're going to get a shower stool, you get one with no holes. That's a no
fact. Seriously, man. It's like a Chinese finger trap, only a Swedish nad trap.
I mean, it was trapped, and there was no escape. And now he's sitting on the stool. The water's still running.
What do you
right?
do? What do you do?
Eventually, he actually lucked out. Right. Eventually,
it exploded.
No,
oh.
It ran out. He ran out of hot water, and as his body got hit with more and more cold water,
this is torture.
Things started to shrink, and it came right out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
He now says he plans on using a washcloth whenever he uses that thing.
The John DeBella Podcast.
How dare you?
Philadelphia's classic rock.
I am beyond angry.
102.9.
I'm furious.
MGK.
Did we ever do that, Seen All Good People in the Isolation Booth? I know we did a couple of Yes songs.
Oh, man.
Right?
I think we did.
Because I just, you think we did?
Well, what was it? Roundabout?
Well, I'll
we did the bass on Roundabout.
No, we did Roundabout.
Yeah.
We did. We have done a John Anderson one.
Yeah. And we did Owner of a Lonely Heart also.
That's what it was.
Yep.
So,
yeah,
no, we
yeah,
have
yeah,
not
yeah.
done
I've
all
seen
right,
all
people.
Right.
Well, I just got the vocals
I've
on that
I've seen all good people!
That's exactly how John sounds.
We will get to that in the not too distant future.
It.
Speaking of music, can you figure out who this is?
Some android from Westworld.
Yeah.
Are they the actual words to that?
What's that?
Is that the actual words to that?
Yeah.
I've never known that had
there's
words.
No,
yeah, it's the Downtown Strutters Ball, and there's words to the entire song.
All right. You learned something.
Who do you think's doing that play in there? All right? Who do you think this is?
Oh, God.
I have no...
Elton John? I don't know.
All right. Uncle Floyd? No. Cindy, you want to take a guess?
Jelly Roll Morton.
Jelly Roll Morton. All right.
I have no idea.
No, well, I'll tell you what. We'll get done with traffic. I'll come back. I'll play it for you again. And there's actually more to it. So, you want to take a guess, Steve?
Jeez. I don't even... Is it like a street... Is it somebody that we all know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Somebody we all know.
Oh, man, I have no idea. I don't have a guess. I seriously, Dave Grohl.
All right, no, it's not Dave Grohl. Dave, you got another
Elton
guess?
Elton John.
I mean, you're close,
Billy
but no
Joel?
Guitar. Billy Joel.
Is that who
really?
It is?
It's Billy Joel. Now,
what's he doing?
Here's the story. He's riding his motorcycle. He lives on Long Island, you know, and he's riding his motorcycle, and he's going into this town called Huntington. Huntington is about it's like Westchester. You could almost call it like it's the city of Westchester. It's the city of Huntington.
Okay.
All right? You know, and it's a big town on Long Island, and a great little town, too, just like Westchester. When you go in there, it's
very quaint.
Yeah, really terrific town. He's riding along on his motorcycle, and he sees this upright piano on the side of the road. All right? So he stops.
Oh, get out.
He gets off the upright piano. Someone's throwing it away. Right? And he gets off, and he starts to play. All right? So, here, you know. Taxi, honey, better be ready by 8:30.
It's cool that he didn't play one of his own hits. You wanted to remain a little incognito.
Now, listen to this.
Not bad. The action is good. Just needs tuning. And the finish is beat. It's a perfectly good piano. It's a shame to throw it out. At least donate it to St. Vincent de Paul or something.
Right?
That's so cool.
And, no,
one man's trash.
You know what's even cooler?
Hmm.
We have video.
Oh,
I sent
nice.
You video
nice.
This morning, so put it up on the webpage. Put it up on our Facebook page. So if
sure
you want
thing.
To see Billy Joel in a motorcycle helmet. And I got to tell you, he must have a lot of, like, safety clothes on because Billy looks wide.
The John DeBella Podcast.
This, wow.
John DeBella.
Wow, you're so dominant.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Wow.
MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories this morning being brought to us by First Student Bus Company, hiring at firstgroupcareers.com. Well, we're doing an Aerosmith song today. In the 40 plus years that Aerosmith has been together, same old song and dance is a song that constantly never gets totally put away. They might not play it on one tour, but they don't, and they will play it on the other. And Joe Perry says that's because it's so important to fans that it's just got to be there.
It defines a lot of people's vision of what this band is all about. There's people out there who would take same old song and dance and they'd say that's what Aerosmith is. We play that song a lot, and you know, you can really see the reaction of the hardcore fans that are into that era, because you get this feeling of appreciation in the audience. They're really glad that you're paying attention to not only that song, but to their hope that you play it.
John DeBella.
Don't get me wrong, I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine.
102.9 MGK.
Speaking of having things, do you have an extra $500,000?
I do. Yes.
What do you think you could come up with $500,000 over the course of the next, I would say, 15 to 17 years?
Big fat no.
No. How about just an extra $14,000 a year? Or let's make it $28,000 a year.
Over the course of 17 years?
No. Every year for the next 17 years. Yeah.
Not likely. An extra I'm shaking my 000. Eight ball here.
Well, then you better get rid of those two kids you got. All right. According to new research, a study found that raising a child now costs an average of $252,000. Right, between birth and 18 years old, or $14,000 a year.
Mine's not going to college, so I'm fine. Trade school straight up.
Right. Food for $2,482 a year. Child care and education, $2,280 a year. Transportation, $2,127. Health care, $1,302. Clothing, $795. Miscellaneous expenses, over $1,000. And then there's, if you want to include them in the housing costs, that's $3,971.
Right.
So
a lot of coin.
Yeah. You know,
you didn't factor in fans for my kid there. So.
Yeah, that's right.
You're missing out on the math a little. Right.
Oh, my God, Dave.
For Steve, you're not factoring in future sports equipment.
Cindy, Dave's son is, James, is addicted to fans.
He's fanatic.
Right, how many fans does he have?
We're
not talking about people
who follow him.
Right, no,
we're talking
literal
about physical fans.
Oscillating, you know, ceiling. No, we don't have a ceiling fan, and he's really torn up about it. We did a count because he wanted to film his first YouTube video of his mind. Fan collection, and there was 28 in the video. He's gotten two since then, so we're up to 30.
So he's up to 30 fans. Yeah.
Dave, I actually have a friend who collects fans. Her husband does. So I got to hook these guys up. Oh, even though there's about a 60-year age difference.
Can we do a field trip? That's okay. As long as I'm there.
Oh, see, there's a 60-year age difference, so he doesn't get over it, Dave.
It's his first guest on his fan late night show.
Yeah. Heck yeah. Dude, it's coming. He's going to have his own YouTube channel.
This is my Misty fan. It sprays water and fans all at the same time.
Dude, that's verbatim.
If this kid becomes loaded because of a stupid fan YouTube page, I'm jumping off the roof.
Look at the views that are up there already. There's hardly one without a mill.
The John DeBella Podcast.
He's got this one wrong. Yeah, of course he's got it wrong.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Everything out of his mouth is going to be wrong.
MGK.
Ahead of us this morning is a new feature called a Song Association. We're going to give it a try at 8:10.
I already lost.
You're already lost.
I lost already. Yeah.
But it is time now for us to hit this button. Here we go.
Wow.
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 Yep, it's back. The Wheel of Wow took a couple of weeks off, but we are ready to play once again and spin the wheel. And on the wheel this week, we got a couple of new entries, but let's start off with Mississippi Queen from Mountain, Tears for Fears. Everybody Wants to Change the World is on there. So is Elvis Costello's. That's a new one. Watching the Detectives. The Raspberries Go All Away. Van Morrison's Jackie Wilson Said. Donny Iris and Aaliyah. Then, of course, is one of the two listener pick slots. Sugarloaf's A Green-Eyed Lady. A Sniff in the Tears. Driver's Seat. Procol Harum's Conquistador. The Kinks' Sunny Afternoon. Nick Lowe's Cruel to Be Kind. Marshall Crenshaw is on the wheel this week with Someday, Someway. Those are all the songs that are on there. Of course, Taylor is presently live on Facebook to show you that we play what the wheel lands on. So give it a spin there, Steve. Okay. Is this the week we get a listener pick? This the week. It's coming close. It's coming close. It's coming close. It's coming close. Really?
Oh, okay. Nice. This is what I wanted.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. That's been up there a long... That went up there when we first did the Wheel of Wow. It's
get out.
Sitting there since then.
Oh,
yep.
Oh, man.
So on the Wheel of Wow this morning, ladies and gentlemen, a gift from the Kinks and Sunny Afternoon. Oh, God. I'm going to go listen to this and lay in a pool somewhere later. Sunny Afternoon from the Kinks. God, that sounded great. That sounded really, really great. Although, I don't think blazing at that time meant what blazing means today.
I was curious about that. I mean, I figured it didn't. It's sunny afternoon. It's probably sunny, a sun reference.
Right. Blazing in the sun.
I like to think differently.
Okay.
I will think differently this afternoon.
73 degrees outside. Mostly sunny today. The high temperature about 87. You know, that's a good idea.
I was kidding. I got two kids I got to watch.
I got none. I'm going to sit in the pool and blaze.
Go bananas. There you go.
John DeBella.
Someone smells stinky.
102.9.
Oh, it's me.
MGK.
We're going to do something new. We're going to try this out in the studio. You know, if this works out in the future, we could actually do this with listeners also. But they're going to have to, they're going to have to be as good as Dave and I am, because you keep saying that you're going to suck at this.
I know I'm going to suck at this.
I was bad in the practice round. I was real bad.
All right. We call it Song Association, and we've given Taylor a list of words, right? And she will scramble them up and come up with a word for each one of us, and we have 5 seconds to sing a line from a song that has that word in it. Okay.
Great.
Right. Sounds easy.
All right.
Until you try it. Like most contests we do.
Yeah. It always sounds easy.
Right.
But if you guys are ready.
Mm. Sure.
Right. Taylor, you ready?
I am ready.
Okay.
Let's do it.
All right. Don't ever say that. All right. Do you know I had a fear of turning her microphone on?
Wait, was that a play on the end of the show when John says, let's do it?
You know, that's exactly what it was. Get your mind out of the gutter, John.
Okay, fine.
Jesus.
All right.
She's mocking
this is
you.
What Bill's going to start our
not
meeting
teasing
with.
You.
I know. Right,
let's start the game.
God.
Let's start the game. Okay, here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Who's first?
All right. Well, I'll start. Good.
You.
Light up my life.
Oh, I hate this already.
Yep. All right. My turn.
Yes.
Next word.
Next word.
Oh, always.
Always.
You can't always get what you want.
Nice.
I did it!
Nice. Yes!
Good start. Good start. Okay. Oh,
the pressure's on.
Shine on, you crazy diamond.
Right. Okay. Forever.
Forever. Forever young.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Why are you dancing?
Don't
you
dance. I got to close my eyes for the rest
You're
of this.
Disturbing, actually. Okay.
Because I'm uncomfortable singing.
I'm closing
okay.
my eyes.
Steve, your word is kiss.
5 seconds. There you go.
Kiss me. Oh, it's a Sixpence None the Richer.
Oh, wow.
Yes!
Just got
okay.
that.
I am a horrendous singer, and that's
I was
going to
go this kiss.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Girl.
Girl?
Yes.
Girl, you will be a woman soon. Who is that?
I don't know.
There's
a couple of different people.
No, really? Yeah.
This is where we need the H-man. This is where the H-man comes running in, right? You know, not only does he give you who sang the song, he gives you the album title, right, and the serial number on the side of the...
That felt so creepy.
Okay, John, music.
Music. When the music's over.
Dancing, it's still happening.
Why does everyone sound like Jim Morrison?
Oh, my God. Okay, Steve, one.
Oh, God.
One is the loneliest
number. There you go. There you go.
I was going to go Britney.
That's exactly what came to mind.
Okay, Dave. Yeah. Crazy.
Crazy on you. Oh, God, that sounded awful. Crazy on you.
Okay, John, love.
To love somebody. To love somebody. The way I love you.
John goes into Jesus pose every time.
I don't know really that song. Really strange, actually. Okay, friend.
You. Oh, how's the tune of that? You got a friend in me. I guess.
Gotta sing it.
I can't think of the tune.
Three, two, one.
Oh,
Steve's out.
Oh, yeah. You the
song.
Out.
Couldn't find the melody.
Somebody give me the melody.
Couldn't find the melody.
Okay, Dave. Sweet. Yeah.
Sweet emotion. John's up.
Okay, honey.
Honey. And honey, I miss you.
Put your hands down.
Okay, well, blue. Mary.
I'm blue, da ba dee, I would die. If I was green, I would die. Da ba dee, I would. Just played it for my son the other day.
Okay, John, money.
Money, what you want, and you do stuff with it. Da da da, money. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, run.
Oh, jeez.
Five.
Come on, Dave.
Running down a dream, working on a mystery.
Okay, Angel.
Just call me Angel of the Morning.
John's going to be so hard to beat.
Okay.
Go.
Center.
Center. Angel is a centerfold.
There you go. Okay, black.
Black is black. I want my baby back.
Okay, lie.
Oh, jeez.
Five, four, three, two.
This game's one. A lie. Oh, man. Right. Did you have one for that? What? Does John need to keep going?
No. I think
I'm out.
No, yeah, you're out.
Yeah,
you're
John.
Oh, yeah, so around?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Well.
Crap!
You won, John.
You know what that means.
Well, finally, your hands up in the air makes sense.
You know, crap. I'm going to hear from Bill later on today.
What's that? You guys suck at singing?
No. Not only that we suck at singing. You know, John, you didn't name one classic rock song. Everything.
He's not even listening.
That's because I work. That's because I work with the H-Man.
Oh, God.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It gets ridiculous, some of these things.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
Just ridiculous. It's evil.
102.9.
Ridiculous.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.